Exclusive, Lila Rose, Abortion Will Continue Until We Show the Humanity of Unborn Children. By Robert Krajicek on May 4, 2021. Unborn children must be humanized in the public consciousness in order to change popular attitudes and laws regarding abortion. Lila Rose, founder of Live Action and author of Fighting for Life, Becoming a Force for Change in a Wounded World, told Breitbart News on Tuesday. As a girl, I actually had this encounter with abortion which just broke my heart, Rose said on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. It made me have the initial fuel or passion to start Live Action and start getting involved, and that was when I saw this book called Handbook on Abortion by Dr. and Mrs. Wilkie. And there's the insert with images of abortion victims. She continued, I think anybody who's actually taking the time to look at what abortion does to that embryo, that fetus, that preborn child, they are just broken by it. Because I saw a 10-week-old child in the first trimester killed by the most prevalent abortion procedure in America. Suction abortion, and you could see arms, legs, you can see the face of this child. Unborn children are suctioned apart and dismembered by suction abortion, Rose noted. Listen. There are 3,000 abortions a day legally in America alone, she remarked. I thought, this is the crisis. These are human beings, and they're being legally killed, and we're just turning a blind eye. We have to do something about this. This is the human rights cause of our day, and so that inspired me to start Live Action. Rose noted the importance of appealing to people's senses of justice when seeking to persuade them on moral matters. She contrasted news media attention on the murder of George Floyd with an absence of coverage over the killing of unborn babies. She stated, I think it's easy in America, particularly, to get sort of numb and used to daily life and ignore some of these injustices that are happening. If the media is constantly talking about the injustice, then you don't ignore it, right? That was the power, last summer, during the Black Lives Matter energizing that happened. The horrific video that we watched, a man die on camera under the knee of a police officer, George Floyd, created heartbreak and outrage, because you're watching someone die on camera, and everybody's watching it, she added. It's a collective moment of grief and anger. And with the preborn and abortion, there's 3,000 of those children being killed by the abortionist's instruments, torn apart, or poisoned to death or suctioned into pieces, and there's no film to capture it. She went on, there's no mass media coverage of each of their deaths, or even any of their deaths, and so the collective anger and outrage we should have isn't there in the same way. And that's why I talk in the book about the power of exposing the truth and showing the victim so that we can wake ourselves up. The reason abortion exists is because we don't think about what it really is. The victim has been dehumanized, she determined. They are ignored by society. They're seen as less than human, and until you show their humanity and show the violence done to them, society will just continue to accept it, and that's the fight for life. What we have to do is humanize the child, and they're so human. They're so beautiful, and fight for their right to be born. Humanize the victim, Rose concluded. Rehumanize the dehumanized child. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.